Well, Megan definitely couldn't ask for a better start to the season. You guys have gotten off to a, you know, got off to a 5-0 start and moved to 6-1. Tough loss, only a 1-0 loss to Sullivan. So being able to, you know, do what you guys have done, especially added in the Jamboree, the future champions Jamboree, played some tough teams. Got to be happy where you guys are starting off.
Absolutely. We do. We should be tough. I mean, Grace is throwing very well. We expected her to, and she's performing probably better than we anticipated to start the season. Can never complain about a 5-0 start. I don't know that we've even had a 5-0 start, not as long as I've been here. So that was great to have. Our bats actually have been doing more than I anticipated, which is great. Last year we lost a couple games, 2-0, 1-0, and that's what we didn't want to happen this year.
Of course, when you look at a lot of what you've done, you know, a lot of people are, obviously, they're going to point to, you know, what Grace Lemke's been able to do in the circle. I mean, what are you going to do when you have a pitcher that's averaging 2.6 strikeouts an inning? But looking at the other girls that have stepped up, I mean, you've got some girls who you knew had power in the past but have really stepped up this season. I mean, when you're looking at, when you have, you know, Avery Flaherty and Kennedy Schultz, they're stepping up and they're hitting bombs. So you see where they're coming around, the power that you guys have. I mean, you guys are dangerous 1-9 in the batting order, and on the field, girls are making plays. It's not just the circle, you know, coming from the pitcher's mound. It's everywhere.
It is. And like you said, Grace is getting most of our outs, which is fantastic. But defensively, that's tough. I don't want them to fall asleep. So we talk about that when they're getting the chances. They are making the plays, and that's good to be able to rely on. We have a backup plan. You know, if they put it in play, we're ready to go. Bats-wise, Avery, I call her Alf, last year she's either on fire or she looks like she doesn't know what's going on. This year she has not been that way. We've talked a lot about confidence. I think that's her weakness. That's why she's batting ninth, is to give her some no-pressure zone, and she's actually leading our team in batting at 400 right now. So she's a junior, but we are leaning on her a lot. Put her in center field for the first time, and she tell her all the time, you look like an outfielder today. And we get a smile, which is good, but we're trying to build her confidence because she's important to us right now.
Of course, you know, when you look at the schedule that you guys have to, you know, I mentioned you went up to the future champions Jamboree, and now you're looking at a week where you're going in, and you know, you have South Central coming up. Of course, they've been struggling a lot lately, but you know, when they're right, they're right. Mm-hmm. And then you also have, you know, T-Town coming in, but they're a tough team. So, you know, this is a schedule too where when you're off to a start, they have, and you've played some tough teams, but then you look forward, you can't take a day off with the schedule that you have because you have stacked it.
Yeah, and we do start pretty heavy with a lot of 2A schools, and I like it, just challenges right off the bat. But we do start our conference schedule next week. We talked about no days off. We kind of, nothing at Sullivan. They're a great team. Their defense is solid, but I feel like we took that day off. Our bats did not perform. We shouldn't lose games 1-0. But, yeah, it's not just stacked competition-wise, but day on day with all this rain and everything. But you're right, South Central, you always have to prep for that game. And we're supposed to have 2 yesterday and today with Olney and Flora, which we're going to be a handful. But you just, like I said, you got to show up every day.
Of course, you mentioned the rain, and that was going to be my next point. You guys have had so many rainouts, and you're going to have the South Central tournament that you're going to have. You know, Lawrenceville was a tough team last year, had a lot coming back this year, so you knew you're going to have some tough teams there. And like you said, Flora and Olney. So now you're looking at trying to move these around to get some of those games back so that you don't have holes later. But then you also, you know, you have, it seems like you have just very few options to get those in. So, you know, how do you get those in? And but then also, run, you know, stay away from running the risk of exhaustion from the girls because they're playing back-to-back-to-back days.
Yeah, actually, we've not rescheduled, and the only game we've rescheduled this year is North Clay because we have to. We already play 3 or 4 times a week, so it's actually Wednesday next week, so we're going to play 4 in a row and then 2 on Saturday, so it's a full week. We looked at a couple dates with Olney, and I don't think we've found one yet, but we play 3 or 4 days every week for the rest of the season. I mean, luckily, I got 14 kids with a freshman pitcher that's competent to step in. We just haven't had to use her yet. And Grace's senior year, she deserves the ball whenever she's ready.
Of course, you know, conference is always a big thing that we talk about too. I mean, obviously, you know, that's always a big goal, is to try and win the conference. And it's always a toss-up between you guys and St. Anthony and Windsor-Stoustraws and South Central. And like I said, you know, South Central's had some struggles here, but when they're right, they're right. And Windsor-Stoustraws, they seem to, you know, them and St. Anthony, you know, seem to reload every year, no matter what they lose. So, you know, up and down one through four, it's any, you know, even with the rest of the teams, it seems like, you know, any given day, anything can happen with the NTC. So you still have all those coming up. And, you know, when you're looking at that, you know, is that a focal point still saying, hey, you know, that's where we want to be? So, you know, like you said, not reschedule those others so you're able to have those days off and then be ready to go for those conference games?
Absolutely. When Mrs. Aldridge asks me, hey, what days do you want to propose for rainout day? That's the first thing I look at is if we have an open day, but who do we play before and after? Not that you want to give any games away, but as we're looking down the schedule, we play two conference games Tuesday, Wednesday. If Grace is tired, we have to – T-Town gets the flip. I mean, that's who's going to get the other pitcher because those first two are more important than a 2A school to us. So, yeah, we look at that every week before we make our game plan.
Of course, now going forward, like I said, you have all these days. You know, today you're getting ready to go work in the cage and to you and try and combat that. You know, just overall, just looking at where you guys have been and how those younger girls have stepped into the program and really bought into the culture that you have and everything. And, you know, as you move forward with this, you know, how are they doing overcoming that and how much are they going to be a big part of what you have? Because like I said, we've talked about, you know, Grace and them, obviously her battery mate, Sophia, you know, you've got those senior girls that are locked in, you know, they've been here, but how have the freshmen really come along and bought into what you're doing and helped in the success you've had already?
We've had some fun days. Yesterday, I would not call a fun day. I was kind of grouchy at them. I don't think they worked very hard yesterday, but we were in the gym and so today needs to be better. Luckily we have Monday before we play again. So we need to turn a few things around there, but we have good freshmen. They've been successful, so they want to keep being successful. A couple of them, like Reagan's been our courtesy runner right now. She's the fastest kid on the bench, so she gets the call, and she's done a good job. We're working on a few things with her. The sophomore group is really strong, actually. Four of them, I mean, that's our entire four infield spots are sophomores. So with them being younger and playing, I think it gives the freshmen something to look forward to. Like, this is something I can do. My junior class is really small, and like I said, Avery stepped up this year, and we're using her. Sam Durham's my other junior, and she hasn't had a lot. She's actually has a 1,000 on base percentage because she got walked at Cumberland the other day. So she's a good teammate and helping, just making the culture better. They all get along right now. Softball's fun. It's not stuck in the gym all the time. We get to go outside, and sometimes the weather's not nice, but it's just a different atmosphere being able to be outside. And I don't know, I just think it's more fun. So the kids are having fun, which makes them play better.